You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And as I mentioned earlier, we're broadcasting live from Hope Channel out in Birchwood. Hope Channel is in South Africa, and we are here with some of the delegates. And with me right now, I have Sam Neves. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, you are.
That's right. I've got Sam Neves for me, the brains behind the branding of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I believe.
Well, that's a strong expression.
I have faith in you.
I led the team, but there were many brains that were working there.
Right. But you are the one that says, okay, this looks perfect. This is in line with what we believe in. It's a good representative of us.
That's right, yes.
Okay, so tell me about the Seventh-day Adventist logo. You know, everywhere we go, when you go to school, there's a school badge and there's something on it and it's got a meaning behind it. If you can take our listeners through, if somebody says, oh, it's the Seventh-day Adventist, what does this stand for? What is the logo say?
Well, we have three main imageries in the logo. One is the Bible. That's the foundation of the logo. Immediately above that, you have the cross, which is the sacrifice of Jesus as the center of our lives and what moves us. And then you have the flame of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Because without the power of the Holy Spirit, the church is less than useless. It's detrimental. It's a hindrance to society.
Mm.
But when it does have the Spirit, it's transformative.
And right.
If you notice, there are three flames on the left and three flames on the right. And then number three is really important because that's the three angels' messages that we are called to proclaim to the world.
Love
so
it.
That's the symbology behind the symbol of the Adventist Church.
I love it. I love the thought behind it. I love that everything has meaning.
Yes.
Because we know that as children of God, nothing happens as a coincidence. Everything that we do needs to speak to something. And today we've got a clearer understanding and a better knowledge as to what our logo stands for as the Adventist. You also created something wonderful that the entire family can enjoy. Games. I'm a big gamer in my family. We love to play all sorts of games. Although not technology, it's not me, right? But I do Bible trivias, I do, what's that, 30 seconds, we get it online as well. You've created the game Heroes. Tell us more about that.
Well, I was in London as a pastor, I was a local church pastor, and I noticed that my sons were finding it difficult to connect with the Bible narratives because we had created hygienic versions of the Bible. So the story of David and Goliath, for example, the boys wanted to play, you know, role play,
yeah,
but they wanted to be Goliath. Because Goliath is strong and powerful, and
yes,
he ends up dead in the end, but they don't care.
Yeah.
They would rather be strong and dead than little David, who's so, you know, tiny and he can't do anything. It's like, no. That's not what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible presents David as a very strong, as a late teenager who's a boss, and he faces the giant. But it's not the stone that kills the giant. Right? So when I tell the story to boys especially, I have 100% of their attention. And to the men that are listening, picture this. David throws the stone gets the giant to fall, but it's not the stone that kills him.
Mm-hmm.
David runs to the giant, picks up his sword and chops his head off. And then he raises the head. And 2 days later, he's walking in Jerusalem with the head. He slept next to the head, right?
Mm.
You see, the reaction of every woman is exactly the same. And the men are like, yeah,
I want to be that guy.
Bring it on. He's like, yeah, I want to be David now.
Yeah.
So we created a game that would bring the heroes of the Bible so people would read the Bible. So it's a question and answer game because people wanted to read the Bible. And so a group of friends spent 2 years, 3 years dedicated to building this game in London.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward many years, Hope Channel says, I tell you what, we need to have a game. And so today, Heroes is published by Hope Channel International to the whole world. It's in 12, 13 language. Excuse me.
Not a problem. So we're talking to Sam Neves. He's still telling us about the Heroes games. If you and your family enjoy playing games, as I said, my family is very playful. All sorts of games we play. And today, we're very excited to learn of this biblical game where we can actually learn something from playing.
Thank you, Nolo.
Not a problem.
Yes. So we have, it's in 13 languages, and you can just search on the App Store. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it's very expensive. No, it's not. It's free.
Come on. I was already like, are you for real? It's for Jesus, Sam.
It's free, and you can download it on the Google Play Store and on the Apple App Store.
Uh-huh.
The graphics are unbelievable.
Really?
They are like Marvel graphics. They are beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. We have a team. There are about 18 people in the development team altogether, mm-hmm. between the marketing team, the engineering team, and the artistry. And the heroes are beautiful. They're animated, so they move as they ask you questions.
Okay.
And the game itself is a lot of fun because you have some effects.
Uh-huh.
Right? So one of the effects is the Joshua effect, mm-hmm. where the time stops and freezes, just like Joshua in the Bible having to fight.
Yeah.
The other one is the Lazarus effect. So if you get a question wrong, you're resurrected to give you a second chance.
When you said Lazarus, I immediately thought, okay, so when I die, do I literally go into a tomb?
You have a second chance. Oh. That's the Lazarus effect. You have the Jonah effect.
Uh-huh.
You get to skip the question, like Jonah skipped his mission. It's full of those. You're going to have a lot of fun playing.
I feel like I'm going to lose. Do you know why? Because we tend to overthink things. And the responses that you've given us right now to say, get the Lazarus effect. You get a second chance. God gives us second chances. But we always think of the worst case scenario. We always think of, you know, we're trying to think something out of this world. That time the answer is right in front of us.
Right. And you learn the Bible. You know, there are people that play the game who didn't know any of the Bible stories.
Yeah.
And they become amazing at it because you learn through the questions. When you get something wrong, it shows you which one is the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
So next time that question comes, you remember it. And now you answered it correctly.
Yeah.
And you start building an image of the hero. So, as I said, it's a Hope Channel app. It's fantastic. There is a whole set of Bible studies that come along with it. And here's the thing. We hoped that within the first 5 years of the game, we'll have 1 million downloads. That was the hope.
Yeah.
We launched the game 2 years ago. And last week, we closed the week with 560,000 downloads.
Wow.
So we crossed the 500,000 mark. The game is going crazy all over the world. And people are playing together. And it's fantastic.
561 now.
561,000 downloads.
I'm the hero. I am right there downloading this app. Luckily for us, tomorrow is already, a preparation day as we start the Sabbath.
Right.
This is something that my family is definitely going to enjoy.
We play for worship. You know, the Vespers, Seventh-day Adventists have this thing called Vespers,
yes,
which they welcome the Sabbath between Friday and Sabbath. And we gather the family and we just go through 12 questions. It's one series. And we try to answer as a family to see if we know it and so on. And it's beautiful.
I love it. And we always think that we would run out of things to do with Jesus, right? We always think that we would run out of ideas when it comes to the things of God. And we think that all the things of God are so limited to just the don'ts. And you don't think of the excitement that actually comes. Like, as you're relating the story now, in fact, the experience, I want to be there. I almost want to say, can we even have like competitions, you know? Like,
that would be
bring
great.
People together and, there's teams and we just build the whole excitement. I think that's another way that we'll be able to get like a million downloads.
That's a
great
idea.
Imagine if we could do it now here at the conference. Get people and would actually see the people who don't read the Bible. But that's not what we're trying to do. Thank you so much, Sam, for the conversation.
Thank you, Noah.
Enjoy your lunch. Thank you for talking to us. And I do hope that we get to play
at
the conference.
Let's try
it here at the conference. I actually want to be part of it. I can't wait. Thank you. Have a great afternoon and enjoy your time here with us in South Africa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That, my friends, was Sam Nees talking to us on Seventh-day Adventist branding and, of course, the game that you and your family can enjoy. Over Vespers as well. Over Vespers. If you're a playful person, if your family enjoys playing games, definitely download that game. It is something that you will not be disappointed by. Make sure that you stay tuned right here on Faith Out Loud with me, your radio angel, taking you through between the hours of 12 till 3. Stay blessed.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.